You were talking before about the issue of platinum agents and pancreatic cancer, and I see that at ASCO GI, again, you had a poster on a pilot study looking at NabGem with cisplatin. Can you talk about that and also whether there are any predictors of benefit, genomic predictors to platinums?
That study showed very encouraging response rates. Again, this is done by my colleagues, Gail Jameson and Erkut Borazanci. This is a pilot study where gemcitabine, nab-paclitaxel, and cisplatin is given on a day 1H schedule, repeated every 21 days. Pilot study, about 25 patients, response rates in excess of 60%, median survival 16 months. And interestingly, responses were very rapid. In the first 4 weeks, patients had a dramatic decrease in CA19-9 levels. Two patients had a complete response. So we think this is an effective regimen. The doses have been modified to make it easier to give in day-to-day practice. There's a group of patients who respond very rapidly to this regimen. It may be 30-40% of these patients have a BRCA-type signature. My colleagues have tumor samples, and it's being analyzed right now. We are looking at DNA damage mechanisms as well as genetic markers, which may predispose to this regimen. A similar study was done by MD Anderson, Dr. Shroff, as well as us in bile duct cancer, and very similar results seen, very encouraging responses. Median survival of almost 18-plus months in bile duct cancer, where prognosis is usually very poor. So we have broad experience now in more than one tumor type. A lot of interest in moving this to a phase 3 setting.
And we just did a seminar on ovarian cancer, and he's thinking about their strategy of using PARP maintenance after platinum response. So I wonder, in these patients that you're talking about, these kind of somatic changes, you give the NabGem cis and maybe look at PARP inhibitors as maintenance?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a strategy we are looking at, whether it's a PARP inhibitor with gemcitabine or 5-FU as maintenance, because those patients who respond are probably telling us that there's a BRCA-type signature there, even without testing.